Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 92. I'm Connor Murphy, here with Grace Matthews. Hi, Grace. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Not bad. What's happening?
Well, it's National Eat What You Want Day.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But I see a lot of people out there that are eating what they want every day.
Yeah, I know. So really, is this an important day? Because the people that can't eat what they want to eat, there's a reason behind it. So
Yeah, it makes you sick.
Yeah.
It's so, not worth it, you know?
Yeah, it's like having a National Hangover Day.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I kind of guess that's January 1st, right?
Yeah, that is January 1st. And then Super Bowl Sunday for many.
Yeah,
Super Bowl Monday, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so what do we got today?
Oh, this is crazy, crazy. The FBI planted an operative in the summer of 2016 among the Trump election team.
Wow.
I don't know who. They haven't named the person yet.
Holy
This was nothing but a spy to frame Trump.
I don't even know what to say.
I the deep state is, you know, it is so much greater than even fiction books.
This is way beyond Watergate.
It is way beyond Watergate. You know, the Watergate guys were idiots. You know, and there was a few of them. This is huge.
Wow.
As the president says, huge. Or that was Bernie Sanders. How this is going to play out, I'm not sure, but we keep learning this magnificent, alarming stuff, but yet no one is paying a price on the left. I mean, a few people have quit their jobs at the FBI, but...
And retired with 10 or 12 million.
Exactly. 10 or 12 million. That's right.
Wow.
But no one is really even answering.
Wow. This is looking really, really bad. Holy
now,
smokes.
If you don't call that election corruption, I mean, to me, that would be a whole Russian thing.
Yeah.
Russian thing, didn't that start out as a... election corruption situation?
Yeah. So,
you ask me, planting a spy in the Trump team, among the Trump team, you know, that's pretty corrupt.
Yeah, I'd say. Well, no wonder Hillary wants to move to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, could you really start like one of those GoFundMe pages for?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I bet you would be surprised what that would bring.
That would be hilarious. But the charity would just spend it anyways on bribes. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently they're going to have a gala.
Really?
While it's being investigated, and, you know, it's kind of been quiet, and they haven't done much.
No, nothing.
Suddenly they're having this grand gala.
Ah, okay.
I guess the Clintons are running out of money.
Yeah, the time to raise some money again, huh?
You know, which reminds me, Town and Country magazine was having a benefit. Now, you got to remember, we're right in the middle of this Me Too movement.
Right.
And this is supposedly important, especially to the people among, you know, in the city, in New York, and people in entertainment and arts, you know. Well, they invited Monica Lewinsky to come to a party.
All right.
Okay? She said yes. And then Bill Clinton decided he was going, so they uninvited Monica.
Oh, wow.
What's that say for the Me Too movement?
Holy smoke. Oh, wow. So. Yeah.
But on the other hand, you just got to say that the president keeps winning. Pompeo returned from North Korea with three American prisoners.
Yeah, you know what I found really funny is that they didn't look very American. I was wondering if, like, Kim Jong-un, like, picked three random North Korean dudes off the street, stuck them in a plane, and sent them back to the U.S.
You know, I wonder, and we won't know. In fact, that it's funny that you mention that. They are American citizens. I'm not sure whether they're naturalized. I'm not sure. I didn't hear even one of them speak out loud. Now, unlike other prisoners we've gotten back from different places.
Right.
These people are private citizens, so we're not going to know. And Heather Nauer, the spokesperson for the State Department this morning, kind of reiterated, we're not going to know much. You know, they came in, the president greeted them, the first lady was there, even the vice president and his wife. And it was, they certainly didn't come back like Otto did. Remember Otto?
Yeah.
I mean, he came back half dead.
Yeah.
And did die somewhat 6 days later. He was beaten to death. And somebody also said that they had later learned that he was given too much truth serum.
Oh, wow.
Like they had overdosed him. I don't know how they learned that, but, you know, it makes sense. But nevertheless, these prisoners back on American soil, very happy to be, but they were taken to Walter Reed Hospital right after the greeting at 2 a.m. Actually, it ended up being 3 a.m. They were at Andrews Air Force Base and left there for Walter Reed. Some of their family members will be meeting them there, but that's all that there won't be any more news about them.
Interesting.
Because they are private citizens.
Wow. Yeah, I found it kind of odd that there was no real information on who these guys were. They were just prisoners. Yeah.
They just gave their names, and one of them definitely had an American version of his. To tell you the truth, I don't know whether it was a Chinese or a Japanese name. I mean, I don't even know that much, but I do know that they gave his Asian name and his American version of that name.
Okay.
The other two, they did not. So anyway, we are very happy. The people that were there said it was one of the most prideful moments they had ever had. It was very emotional, and we're glad to get them back.
Yeah, no doubt.
John McCain. Oh, boy. I don't know if he's thinking right.
Well, probably not.
I mean, he's got brain cancer, I know. Right. And, you know, he's had a dynamic career. But if you will remember, he was the one vote that kept us from getting a new healthcare system in place.
Right.
He voted against it. Our healthcare system is a mess. In fact, I believe our healthcare system is more socialized than yours right
now.
Even though it's private, there is a mandate for the doctors to follow. And a system that is so rigid,
it's
ridiculous. But someone asked John McCain what he got out of keeping everyone from getting a better healthcare system going for the United States. And he said he got a personal call from Obama thanking him.
Okay.
And this is a lifelong Republican.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Sure glad he got that call.
Yeah.
I can't believe how rigid the medicine is right now.
Wow, that's not good.
You know, like I said, I've got this situation where my thyroid numbers are like 0.13 away from being medicated and hopefully shrinking my thyroid.
Right.
Possibly. I'm not going to be able to get that medicine because of the rigid line that's drawn in the sand by the insurance company. And I have private insurance. That could cause them to have to remove my thyroid.
Oh, my. How is that a better solution?
I don't know. We're going to see how this plays out next week. I will.
You might have to move to Canada.
I'd freeze to death.
Well, it's beautiful out today, I'll tell you. It's nice.
It's beautiful here, too, today.
Good.
We can all thank John McCain, right?
Yeah, we can.
Remember Jerry Seinfeld? Were you a Seinfeld watcher?
Oh, yes, of course. Ooh, I think I've seen every episode 5 or 6 times.
Oh, good. Me too. Maybe more.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld says, unlike most of these comedians who are beating Trump to death, jokes about Trump just don't interest him.
Wow. Well, you know what? It makes sense. I think we've heard every joke now.
Yeah, what other joke can you tell?
That's new. Yeah, there's nothing new. We've heard all the jokes already. So, you know what? I can kind of agree with Jerry.
Yeah, and that's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether this is a joke or not, but, you know, Whoopi Goldberg.
Of course.
She is on The View, of course, and the women in The View certainly always have an opinion about it.
Everything.
Yeah. She wants the president to be waterboarded.
Wow.
Yeah. She thinks he needs to see what it's like. I wonder if she knows what it's like.
Huh. That she said that on air?
Yeah. Is that sadistic or what?
It's ballsy.
Absolutely. I mean, he's the president. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Holy smoke.
Some of these things just take your breath away.
There's a lot of those today.
There is.
Yeah. Wow.
Here's a witch hunt, or at least I think it's a witch hunt. Let's see what you think. Eric Greitens. Now, he is the governor of Missouri, the first Jewish governor of Missouri. He is also a Republican, which is also kind of unique, you know.
Okay, yeah.
For a Jew, not that a Republican's unique. Okay, he admitted back in 2015, he had an affair with a woman, a consensual affair. Now, he's taken this up with his wife. I believe this is between him and his wife. Nevertheless, the woman accused him of taking a picture she didn't consent to. Now, I don't know what he did with the picture. Maybe he blackmailed her with it. She's only half nude. She's not all the way nude, which I assume means bra and panties, which, you know, really is not that big a deal, is
right.
it?
Well, no.
Like if she had a swimsuit, unless she's got a bad body, then it's a big deal. She's got a good body. It's no big deal.
Oh, we're going to get hate mail.
Oh, I know. Still, the jury selection is going on today, and the trial will begin on this.
Wow.
I mean, I can't even believe this is a story. I mean, it's certainly not a trial.
So, a lesson to all photographers out there. Get your signed model releases.
Absolutely. And this isn't where this stops with Eric Greitens.
Oh.
He took a list from some charity organization in St. Louis and sent out donor letters.
Okay.
He's being charged with that as election fraud. Now, my pool guy better go up the river to the proof, because I can't tell you how many times he runs for election and uses his pool business's list to send us letters, and I wouldn't vote for him for nothing. He doesn't clean a pool very well. So, you know, it just happens that we're very, very short on pool people in this town. Nevertheless, I had no idea how many politicians do you think take lists from charities, businesses? I mean, they gotta start someplace. I didn't even know it was against the law.
Let me guess here. Everyone?
Yeah. But yeah, Eric Greitens going to be put to trial for this.
I had no idea that would be illegal.
Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. You just can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
Now, this is sad. Due to a fire at a parts plant, Ford will quit, at least for the very near future, making F-150 trucks. Now, F-150 trucks are the best-selling vehicle in America.
Yeah.
They only had one parts plant.
Wow.
Providing the parts for the best-selling vehicle in America, which probably means it's the best-selling vehicle in the world.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is in Canada, too. So, wait, 2 weeks ago or something like that, they said they're stopping making
any
cars.
Because it wasn't profitable.
And now they're not making trucks.
This is bad for Ford.
Oh, I smell a bailout.
Yeah, this put almost 10,000 people out of work between the Dearborn plant and the Kansas City plant. And I don't know how many people lost their jobs when they quit making cars a couple weeks ago.
Wow, that's huge. I smell a bailout.
Very huge. I can't argue that.
Wow.
Horrible. So sad for Ford, which is, you know, probably one of our oldest companies in the United States.
Yeah, true.
Now, the UK is getting a little wild with their laws here. They are proposing jail time for online hate speech. Now, they are normally very light sentence in the UK. I mean, you know, you commit a murder and you get like 20, you know, in the US, they'll kill you.
Right.
They're talking about maybe 6 years.
Holy smoke. I think that's like a considered life with good behavior here
in Canada.
It almost
seems a little like an overreaction, but... Yeah, the law has not passed yet, but they believe it will. I don't know. That's really heavy.
There's got to be a lot of provisions in there, you know, saying exactly what hate speech is, because, you know, at one point or another, free speech could be considered hate speech.
Exactly.
If you're talking your mind.
That's why in the United States they...
It's a battle.
They haven't made a law against hate speech in the United States, really. I mean, you can't threaten somebody, but hate speech is not against the law. Now, you might lose your job. You might lose a lot of different privileges. But as far as the government goes, you're not going to spend time in jail. First of all, we probably could not afford to jail people for that. I'm surprised the UK can. I mean, our prisons are flooded now with people. Right. We don't really have any more room.
Well, we just had an incident here in Canada where a woman went off in a restaurant. There was a table of Afghani guys sitting next to them. And I guess she says that video only shows her going off on these guys. And it was definitely hate speech. I mean, there's no question. She was going off and going off on all barrels. And basically, she said that they were talking in their language about her and laughing and insulting her. I don't know how she would know their language, but that was her take on it. But she's been fired, and the RCMP are looking into possible charges.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if any charges come, because then we'll see how tough Canada can be compared
right.
to the UK.
Now, you also got to wonder, though, is she possibly a paranoid schizophrenic? You know, why did she believe they were talking about her? Or is she just a narcissist?
That's my question, too.
You know, I also wonder if there's some mental illness. But a lot of times people do. A lot of people will think that. You know, I think I've told you before, I go to a place to get my nails done sometimes, and they're Vietnamese, and they speak in Vietnamese to each other. And there are some people that really believe they're talking about them.
Yeah.
They won't go back.
Right.
You
right.
know, they always figure I don't really give a damn if they're talking about them.
Well,
so what?
Yeah, I saw the video, and she can definitely have a screw loose. So,
yeah.
Don't know.
That is very interesting. I hope we learn what happened. Well, this is just an interesting statistic. In 2010, Big Pharma collected $11 billion from the sale of opioids. Now, you know, I have kind of been on the side of the pharmaceutical companies because I worry about cancer patients, and I just don't want them to restrict the pharmaceutical people, especially if the problem is more of a heroin problem.
Well, you got to have an alternative. I mean, you just can't cut people off their pain meds.
I understand that. But right now, we don't have an alternative in the United States. However, $11 billion is a lot of money for, you know, opioids are rather expensive.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of opioids.
Yeah.
So even though I am normally, you know, on the side of pharma, this has me gasping a little bit. $11 billion is a lot. I mean, that's more than like other drugs that are prescribed a lot. Take the most popular, say, cholesterol drug.
Right, right.
That is way more than cholesterol drug is bringing in.
If we think this is a lot, this is only the legal sale.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what do you do? Multiply it by 10 to get the illegal in there, too?
I don't know. It might be the hardest selling item in the United States, for sure.
Unreal.
At the same time, we have the most jobs available in history.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Some of the people sitting at home taking opioids should go out and get one of these jobs. I don't know.
Wow, that's great news. Oh, yeah. Speaking of jobs, our Minister of Innovation, Science, and Economic Development was headed for Detroit, and he was asked to take his turban off. His name is Navdeep Bains.
Speaking of a Sikh,
yeah. So he was wearing his turban, and they sort of racial profiled him. So our Canadian Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, called some senior U.S. transportation officials and had a little chat with them about that. But we got an apology.
Well, my first reaction is they shouldn't have had him take it off because, you know, they're not Islamic.
Right.
And that's exactly what the person that did it thought. However, when I think more about it and how these women, or sometimes men, have used burqas.
Right.
To cover up, then I'm not sure how I feel.
Where do you draw the line? I get it.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, I get patted down every now and then at the airport. They'll pull me aside, you know. It's okay with me. I don't care. I'm not like, you know, for some reason when I'm flying back from my son's, I get every time at that airport, I get pulled aside and patted down.
Wow.
That's the only airport.
It's only happened once to me where they swabbed my hands.
Oh, they did? Oh, I've never had that.
Yeah, well, I walked through with my belt on. I forgot I was wearing a belt. And of course, the buckle went on. So they bring out all of the, you know, I was really worried that I was going to start hearing like rubber gloves snapping in the background.
Oh, gosh.
But,
oh, no.
You know, they sniffed my hands. And of course, well, they probably just smelt like garlic or something. Onions.
Yeah.
Oh, good thing they didn't have an onion detector.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, was that during your garlic growing season?
No, probably just cooking dinner that
day. Yeah, because you grow that massive garlic stuff. What is it called?
I'm not sure the name of it. It's Russian garlic, I think.
It's good, though. I mean, I've gotten it at the farmer's market.
Oh, it is really good, but it's super strong, too. I'm not that big on garlic.
Well, I am. I am. No vampire is going to be getting me. Oh, remember Don Jr. was, I don't know, about 2 months ago, he announced that he and his wife, Vanessa, would be getting a divorce. Now, they have 5 kids.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, I heard inklings that he might have had a girlfriend, so she wanted to leave him. That never really transpired, and he's a Trump, so they're always going to say things.
Right.
But we can now know for sure that he is dating Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox.
Oh, wow.
So there are many men crying tonight.
Wow. Holy smoke. Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, interesting.
How long does that last? We don't know.
I don't know. I would agree there.
Yeah, and we don't always agree, but life's a journey and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become anyone's victim. Godspeed, Connor. And Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Godspeed, Grace, and thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on the rightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. Gma's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.